Good morning, still everybody. It is my privilege to be able to introduce our next speaker. She is the founder of High Impact Presentations, an international consultancy and award-winning speaker, and author of two Amazon five-star ranked books entitled Power Sales Writing by from McGraw-Hill and How to Say It to Sell It from Penguin Random House. Our speaker today, Sue Hershkowitz-Core, also known as Speaker Sue, is passionate about helping others be at their best to achieve greater results. With degrees in education and counseling and a fellowship sponsored by UC Berkeley, Sue has been fortunate to present sales and communication skills training throughout the globe, from Australia and New Zealand to Switzerland, Spain, France, and Czech Republic to Hong Kong, China, and more. It's her practical content and energetic, fun style you'll soon see that ensures you leave here with fresh tactics and strategies for better performance and accelerated results. I had the opportunity to speak to Sue before the conference, and I think you're in for a great session full of lots of energy. So please help me welcome from Scottsdale, Arizona, Speaker Sue.
And if I can hear it for Shelley, because she gave me so many great insights. So let's hear it for Shelley. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, Shelley. Okay, so thank you all for being here. This is awesome. I do understand Shelley and a few other people and Mara from here and Abby have given me all sorts of background information. And I've had the opportunity to speak in front of ETC before. I know that some of you are pretty new at what you're doing. And I also know that some of you are really highly seasoned. So please keep in mind that throughout the presentation, which by the way is gonna be interactive, you're gonna get to do some work in here as well to make sure you can use these skills and not just hear about them. I know that you have very different personalities and you have different needs. From selling to only affinity groups, to doing retail, to doing business development, to being tour operators or travel agencies, it just kind of spans the globe of who you are in here. And the challenge is that we only have an hour. But I am going to do my very best to make sure that you leave with practical tools that you can apply immediately so that you can sell better and sell more easily. But I have a question for you, please. And that is, why did you come here? So if you'd all take out your phones. Now, if you're US-based, you're going to text into 22333. If you're not US-based, I'm going to put this up before I put up the poll. Here are the text numbers to use, and I have a second sheet. So if you're US-based, you're just texting into 22333. It'll just be like any other text call that you're making from here. But if you're from another country, and I'll show you the other slide. There we go. So I'm not seeing Greece.
No India.
I know. I spoke to them about India. I did.
Your other slide had Europe, and I think it had Greece.
Oh, did it? Okay. Okay, it's included in, I think. Okay, let me go back. Okay, don't yell at me. This is the company. Yay, so Greece, don't feel bad, you're there. 22333, okay? And then once you text that, what you're going to text that number is the keyword Speaker Sue. So the text is actually gonna come, the question's gonna come up here. You're gonna text in the keyword Speaker Sue. It is not case sensitive, but it is one word. And then once you're in, if you would please text in your answer to that, and it will show up here. So why is this session important to you? What is the danger of being unprepared when it comes to selling skills mean? Maybe what do you need to get from this session? So if you would text in your response, please. It worked in my room in my personal rehearsal, and if not, we'll just talk about it. You know, I don't know why that little thing isn't going around.
So you text leave now?
You don't text leave now. Once you're in, you don't leave. Yeah. No, don't leave, please. Oh, yay, it's working. Yes. Okay. perfect. Absolutely true. And by the way, I just want to, while this is going on, while we're reading each other's responses, texting is like the biggest thing now. 99% of people globally read their texts and respond within 45 seconds. I mean, that's just extraordinary. Now, you can't bother people. And the very worst thing, by the way, this is just like an aside tip, the very worst thing that you can do is not give a name of who is sending the text. So if somebody ever has to text you back and says, who is this? You have annoyed them. So you always want to end with your email address. So I would end my 1 to 2 sentence text with Sue@SpeakerSue so that nobody would ever have to ask me that. And then if they choose to email me back rather than texting me back, they can do that easily. But texting, and that was in response to the new audiences need new techniques. Don't overdo the texting, but please consider it as a valuable sales tool and sales edge. Unprepared need for Xanax. Yes. Not seeming that invested in who you're selling to. Yes, if you're not really showing care about them. Every time I'm selling travel, I can always learn better tactics. Okay, excellent. So what we're going to be talking about today is being prepared. So being prepared so that you can take and make calls that interest and foster best results. What we're looking to do is to accelerate your results. So how many of you saw the movie The Wolf of Wall Street? Okay, so then you may remember, and for those of you who didn't, it's okay, this was Jordan Belfort, who was the main character, the Wolf of Wall Street, came up with this iconic way, or it's become iconic, to teach people how to sell, or he would judge them. In fact, now, interviewers actually interview salespeople and ask them to sell me the pen. So just to see where you stand on this, if I were to ask you to sell me the pen, what would be the most likely response? And we're going to go on from there. So the question is in the blue, the one that I just said to you. And then would you, this time you're just going to text in an A, B, C, D, or E. What would you be most likely to say if I said to you, here, sell me this pen? And it's a horse race. Oh, no, it isn't. E is taking the lead. A is falling behind. B, C, and D are not gaining at all. I just need a letter in this one. Oh, D is on the field. B and C are quietly stalled. It does look like E is going to be the winner. A is catching up. Oh, we have a tie between A and D. D is coming up fast. And now it is a horse race. Oh, back. Back again. And B and C, poor B and C, they haven't even left the paddock. Okay, interesting. So those of you who said E, you're 100% correct. Why? Oh, you know what, before I ask you that, no, tell me that. Why? Why do you think that E is the very best? Yes, thank you. Did you all hear that? You know, I should give you this. Go ahead and say it again, please, Leo, because it was great.
So good effective sales techniques usually generate good conversation. You don't want to talk at somebody. You want to talk with somebody. Exactly. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and that was awesome. And Leo, because I was afraid that I was going to get caught smuggling books through customs, I'm not a really good customs person. I look guilty when I didn't bring any. But because you were the first one to play, you just earned yourself a copy of Power Sales Writing. So, yes, so please be sure to give me your card before we leave. And can we please hear it for Leo? Woo! Thank you, Leo. Exactly right. So those of you who went for A, you were trying to figure out what was important to them. But do we know if best in class, and now think about it, please, with the tours that you're promoting, is best in class what's going to be important to that person? That level of exclusivity, we don't know that. It's like my walking into a doctor and saying sore throat, and that doctor says to me, strep throat. We can't really do that without asking questions. And so what we're looking for here, so that one, if you like owning, you're just making an assumption that that's what's most important to that person. B is just totally off the wall. I'm glad you didn't do that. C, you're selling features instead of an emotional sell. And by the way, some of your brochures that I looked at, that is all they are. They're just a laundry list of features. So what you do is that you force me into comparing feature against feature, and then you get those questions that are difficult, like why is this trip more money than one I can get from XYZ travel? Tomorrow, when we talk about dealing with difficult people and difficult conversations, we'll be talking more about those. Today, we're going to be talking about selling when it's a routine situation and how you can do better than that. Compared to other pens, this pen has the best reputation. They didn't ask you that. That's not going to help you to move forward. How are you going to justify that? So thank you, for the majority of you, for finding E or for selecting E. Okay, so top sales performers, it'll come up, create an atmosphere of persuasion. Not manipulation, but persuasion. And that is what we're talking about. Everything, bless you, everything always, first of all, everything has to revolve around that buyer. In fact, let's see how Harvey does that now. Okay, so what did Harvey do? What did Harvey do? Anybody? How did he make himself valuable? Yeah.
He showed them why.
Exactly. They didn't even know it. Exactly. And that's what you're all going to be doing by the end of this session. Every single thing that he did, that was beautiful. Everything that he said was from their perspective, right? It wasn't, this is going to be an exclusive trip or any variation of that. He used the various members of the family to show how each one of them could be better. And I do have to point out that as salespeople, please notice he made that next step absolutely effortless. Right? I mean, his little toy was packed, his briefcase, his proposal is in there. He didn't wait. He made it easy. And I do have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that effortless is the new black. The easier that you can make it for another human being to say yes to you, the more likely it is that they're going to say yes to you. I know I'm not the only one in the room who has agreed to something, not because it was the cheapest, or maybe even the smartest, but because it was, okay, fine, I'll just do it, it'll be off my plate, right? And so the easier we make it is going to be significant for them. Okay, so now imagine that you receive a call, and we're gonna take you through a call structure right after this. You receive a call from an alum who says, hi, I'm interested in the Machu Picchu trip, but I'd like to know more about the activity level on the trip. What would you say to continue the conversation? Now, you only get like 200 characters, but if you would go ahead, what would you say? Text in, please. That you're on the phone now. Ring, ring, ring. And this is what this person is saying to you. So what will your first words be to that person? Go ahead, please, and text them in. That first one is an absolute great question. What appeals to you about the trip? That was a brilliant question because you get them to sell themselves by asking that. Oh, what kind of mashup picture trip are you looking for? They may not know that at this point. That may be too big a question at this point. What level of activity are you seeking? So you may, in fact, be selling them away from your trip with that question. On a scale of 1 to 5, the activity... So once again, what you're trying to do then is disqualify them by going in that direction. You can do it, you'll remember it forever. Okay, so now you're putting your feelings on them, and what's the best thing interests you? Again, lovely, because they're going to sell themselves on it. It can be all level for all levels of activity, and we can try to cater to your needs. Okay, so again, you're rushing in with strep throat rather than with that question. So if we're going to look at a call structure that you can use again and again, okay, call structure. By the way, I did that Machu Picchu. It was amazing. With the Sierra Club and Mountain Lodges of Peru, unbelievably fabulous. Okay, so call structure. What we want to do, we want to begin with affirm and learn. What?
Did I
make you crazy? No? Okay. Okay, and if I do, I really feel passionate about this. So I do talk quickly. Just stop me. Okay. Or you want me to talk slower? Okay, fine. Okay, good. Okay, so we want to, so this is just an overview, then we're going to go through each one of these. We're going to affirm and learn, so we're going to get them excited. So that's going to be my, we all have an emotional buy, of course, right? Everyone in this room knows that, and then we justify with logic. And so what we want to do is get them authentically excited. Some people will need a further step. They'll need to be assured. Again, you're going to see all this in action, and then you're going to be doing it. Then we're going to go to curiosity. Remember that phrase, or is it something else? Or is it something else? Because we want to be cautious about asking yes-no questions. So I just want to put this out there. You can ask a yes-no question as long as you follow it up. So let's say you're sending an email and you write to someone, would it be helpful to talk? Question. And then you follow it up. I'll plan to call you Tuesday morning unless another time is better. So what just happened there is that the question actually engaged them. This research is only about 4 months old. Before that, we weren't recommending that question because it just added words. But as it turns out, the question really does pique their interest, and then you take control of that next step. Okay, so we're going to, or is it something else? Then you go to gratitude. You're going to thank them. You're always going to find ways to go to gratitude, authentic gratitude. Tomorrow we'll talk about other ways that you can do that as well. Probably you're going to have to affirm and learn again. Then you're going to create FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. So in the old day, we called it creating urgency. Now it's fear of missing out. If you can create that authentically, it changes, unlevels the playing field in your direction. We also want to then advance to the next step, whatever that next step happens to be, and then we delight and excite at the end. So that person is just called. What does affirm and learn mean? You might say something like, thanks so much for calling. So those might be my very first words. Not very exciting, but we are affirming. We'll get to the learning in a moment. So thanks so much for calling, or you might say, yes, I appreciate your asking. Now, you can take it up a level depending on your personality, but it is important that you engage them immediately with something that's going to affirm them. We want to authentically make them into a hero. So maybe we take it to a different level and we say something like, what a great trip you're considering. Or maybe, you can read, that trip is going to be awesome, or any of these. Now, this one where you see that word P, once again, we're going to talk more about that in the 2-hour session. But what P means is that you begin with a power word, then you have an E, an empathy statement, and then A, you offer assurance. This is particularly important when someone is pissed at you, when someone is annoyed. But even in this case, what it does, by remembering that acronym P, power word, empathy, and assurance. So there's an example. Wow, it's exciting. So wow was your power word. Another power word is the word oh. Whatever you're comfortable with, it's usually just one word, sometimes two. So wow, it's exciting, that's the empathy part, to consider such an exclusive or whatever word, fun, interesting, educational, whatever word you want to put in there. And that was the assurance part. So, and again, we're going to put all this together. So those people who need to be assured further, you're going to go further. You're going to say something like, you've come to the right place. What happens to a human being when you say to them, you've come to the right place? How would you feel if I got on the phone and said, thanks so much for your call. Wow, that is an amazing trip. You've come to the right place. What's going to happen? So thank you, and that is the key, that we want them to feel relieved. We want them to go, that they know that they're going to get the answers. Ladies and gentlemen, I've interviewed enough of you that I know that there are people who make you go through, and I think we have that example in here, 4 or 5 different trips, and then they wind up booking with somebody else. Why is that? What's happened that they're doing that? It's that they have, it's the lack of confidence, it's the lack of trust. Even though you're coming from an affinity group, they still aren't sure because you haven't put them into an emotionally safe space. And that's what we're looking to do here. So again, there are other examples. Why do you think that I would recommend saying to someone, many of our other guests, or many of your classmates, or many of our members, many, many donors, why do you think I would use that? Ask that same question. Exactly. Again, remember that word smart. I want them, my goal is to make them feel smart. I don't in any way want them to ever, I don't want them ever to have to say, I'm sorry, but could I ask you one more question? Or I'm a little embarrassed about this, but could I ask? Because once they do that, you don't have a relationship and it's very likely they're going to book other place. That's a great question. Please only use that when it is. I mean, if it's not a great question, you can say thank you for asking. But everything that we're talking about has to be backed up by sincerity, by genuineness. And then something like, yes, absolutely, you can feel confident I can help you. So once again, these are going to depend on your personality. But the concepts of affirming and learning, assuring, are very important concepts to start off a phone call with. Okay, so we begin that way. I'm just going to skip this slide because I have to go through the whole thing there. Okay, the next step is going to curiosity. So Albert Einstein said, I'm neither especially clever or especially gifted. I'm only very, very curious. So if Einstein said that, what an honor it would be for us to show more curiosity. And it's very easy by simply using those words. That's it. You just, I wonder, I'm curious, may I ask? When you step back enough to use a word like that, there's a lot of neuroscience research behind this. You calm the other person down. You're looking, instead of why or what, those words may come, but they're going to come after. I'm curious if, or I'm curious why. That relaxes them. It makes them more open. The goal here is to enable the best business conversation so that you can be at your best being persuasive. Then there are two types of curious questions that you can ask. One are fact-based questions, like, have you been on a cruise before? Or what level of activity do you like? Those are fact-based questions. And then there are insight-based questions that show that this isn't your first rodeo, that you're aware that of what might be in this person's mind. And here's that question. So here's the person that called. And then you're going to affirm and learn. So you're going to say something like, what a great, so they just got on the phone. Hi, I'm interested in Machu Picchu trip, but I'd like to know. Hi, thanks so much for calling. What a great trip you're considering. Many of our guests ask about how active trips are. I'm curious, are you looking for a trip with limited hiking, one that's more strenuous, or is it something else? Now, what just happened? Thank you very much. We're opening up the door, and you see we're bringing insight in. We're not asking them to measure 4 on a 1 through 5 scale. We're not doing anything like that. What we're doing is just showing curiosity. We haven't unsold them. We just want to know, are you looking for a trip with limited hiking, one that's more, or is it something else? And then, and this is the hardest part for me, then you have to shut up. You do. You have to stop and you have to listen. Okay, so let's say that you, first of all, questions so far? Okay, so let's say that you put that out there, and I'm trying not to make this first example too easy. And this person says, well, no, I meant how much socializing do we do with the other people? I convinced my husband to go, but he doesn't want to be stuck sitting with the same people every day for every meal throughout our trip. Do we get to go off on our own? So look at what happened. We jumped and look at the questions that you were thinking to ask, which had nothing to do with really where she was going. But when you add that golden phrase, or is it something else, you open up the door to learning more. You're enabling a more productive conversation, a more productive sales conversation. Okay, so we go from there. So now we've changed the situation and you're going to do this. So now we've changed this. We're going to come back to that once you learn this strategy. So I'm interested in the Machu Picchu trip, but I'm wondering what packages you have available. So turning to a partner, please, and please make sure that everybody has a partner. One person is going to be the caller, and one person is going to be the seller. And their phone is going to ring, bring, 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 and you're going to say, hi, I'm interested in that, whatever. And then the other person needs to take you through these steps, and you can stop right there and then switch, okay? And I'll be working around to help you. Okay, so find a partner. Everyone has to have a partner. Two. Are you gonna join them? You need a partner? We have a partner. Perfect, thank you. Okay, and switch. Okay. Okay, come on back. Come on back. Awesome. Okay, so I do have to say, come on back. Thank you. Thank you so much for playing. And I do have to say that you two were my favorite because the two of you automatically picked up the phone. It was beautiful. It was just, okay, good. Okay, so who wants to do it? Who's going to do it? And all that can happen is that you learn. Oh, and you could win a book. So who's going to volunteer to do this publicly? Oh, come on, a book. See, when I don't carry them, they're less motivational. A book. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, and so do you have a partner? Oh, you want to do it? Oh, Abby. Oh, you count. We love you, Abby. Okay, that's okay. So go ahead. Tell us your name, please. John. Okay, first of all, can we hear for John for volunteering? Woo! John! Okay, thank you. Okay, so John, bring, bring, bring. Hello, is this the travel department?
Yes, it is, and you've come to the right place. I noticed your question about,
I didn't say nothing.
Okay, but you had the question. It said, I'm interested. You already said, I'm sorry. I'm going ahead because I have this gift that I can actually know what you're going to say before you say it.
Give me a.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Okay, no, you can keep it. Okay, so what John just did, first of all, and John, you are going to get a vote. Please remember to give me the card. Believe me, you're earning it right now. Okay. So here's the deal. Many of us do this. We do jump in. Shelley, were you the one who said to me, one of my interview conversations, somebody said to me, I'm an expert at jumping to conclusions. Yeah. And so
But I thought that you had already texted me with this text, and then you were calling me,
so
I had the wrong
idea.
So
thank you.
Thought,
no, we're on the phone here.
Calls, so I didn't get that.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So bring. Phone's ringing. And you, so you're gonna have to answer it. Hi.
Oh, Royal Adventures.
Okay. Thank you. That was awesome. And I would add, how may I help you? Okay. Good. Okay.
Hi.
Okay. Sorry. I'll slow down.
Must be from New York.
I have not lived in New York for longer than most of you have been alive. So just saying.
You're born in New York?
Okay, this is not about me. So yes. So.
Oh, okay. What part of New York?
Stop it.
I was born in upstate. Were you born?
We'll talk later. Okay, so is this the travel department?
Yes. We only do travel, so all of our departments are travel.
Okay, so actually, if I could just speak about that. And though that was, I mean, John and I are clearly fooling around right here now. But what would have just happened if I said, my advanced degree is in counseling. I don't counsel because I talk too much. But if I had just said, is this the travel department? And again, this John and I are clearly fooling around. But if I had said that and you said, or one of your people on your team said, of course it's the travel department. We only do travel here. Exactly, and we don't even mean to do that, but we've heard that question 18 times, and we're like sick of it now, and that is how we respond. Okay, so you said so. Oh, thank you. I'm interested in the Machu Picchu trip, but do you notice that I'm pronouncing that right? Picchu. Picchu. No, because I used to say Pichu, but then I found out that was a man's private part.
We have a trip for that too.
Okay, Machu Picchu trip, but I'm wondering, what packages do you have available?
Okay, we have a variety of packages.
Okay, available. John, I love you. What just happened to John? He didn't affirm and he didn't assure. He went back to the way that almost everybody will do it. So he went to right away to answering that question. But what do I need first? I need assurance. I need to feel something positive. Okay, so I'm going to say it again. So, and I'm wondering what packages you have available.
Okay, you come to the right place.
Yes.
That's what I said first.
You did. You did. I know, and I threw you off your script. Right. Okay, you've come to the right place. Go ahead.
Okay, so we offer programs at different activity levels. We have programs that are modular, so you
okay.
can choose
so first
your
of all,
activity level.
Let's
I'm,
first.
I'm going ahead because
yes,
I keep thinking that you already emailed me.
Oh yeah. Normally I would just that so you know the truth, but for the sake
this
of
the
sake of these people, I'm calling you. Okay. So okay, let's again hear it for John. Thank you, John. You were awesome. Thank you so much, John. I'm going to send you two books. Because I really put you through the ringer. Okay, so, oh look, they're not even making noise together. That's cool. Okay, so how else can we do that? We're going to begin with a thank you. Do you see how easy it was to fall into the way that we typically do it? And also, I get that you're slammed. You have a million phone calls going on, 27 emails that needed to be responded to last hour, right? Okay, so, but what we're going to do is that we're going to go to affirm and get them excited if we can, and then we're going to ask a question. So once we get through the thanks so much for calling, I'm so excited to help you, or whatever your personality is, you've come to the right place. Oh, that's a lovely question. That was for the Brits in the room. Whatever you're comfortable doing and saying, right? Okay, and then what could be your insight-based question? So you've put me at ease. You might tell me that the trip has what? What is your insight-based question going to be? Okay, so that's a very big question, and you may not get the information that you want. Thank you for that. What made me choose Machu Picchu? Well, I might go into this whole long story, which may be helpful to you, and if you have time, oh, I've always wanted to go there, or my best friend went there, or whatever, who knows. And what we want to do is show insight, and we want to make it as tight a business conversation as possible. So what could be the question, after you put me at ease, after you help me to feel safe and smart, what could be the question that you could be asking me? So right now, please, back to your partner. You have 1 minute. I'll time you. See if between the two of you, you can come up with an insight-based question. Go ahead. Okay, I gave you more than a minute. Come on back. So I gave you more, you had more than a minute, but I wanted to give you a little bit of hint because these are not necessarily intuitive skills. And for many of you, you've been doing it differently for a very long time. And so what could your question be? Notice that if you go to curiosity, that's going to lead you into a better question, right? So if you say either, may I ask, or I'm curious, or I'm wondering, that will lead you into more of an insight-based question. And that will also, when you go back and you teach this to your teams, this is the process. It's not the exact words, though we do, right at this point, we do want to use words that exhibit curiosity. That is important. Which of those you choose is entirely up to you. Okay, so you've excited them. Oh, thanks so much for the call. Me, I'm just, you probably got by now, like a cheerleader. I was a cheerleader. So which I'm sure is a surprise to you. And so thanks so much for calling. Oh, I love talking about this trip. You are going to love it. I'm curious, or I'm wondering, where are you going to go from there? Anybody? Okay, is that what you really wanted to know? How did you learn about this trip? And the other part of that is that going to get you to move forward? It might, because it's giving you some background. I'm not going to be particularly forthcoming here just to make it more difficult. I'm going to say, I got an email. Right. Well, and let me just ask you, because of the question, if you ask me how I learned about it, I'm a talker, but if I pretend not to be, I would just say a friend went, or I got an email, or I saw an ad in a paper. I don't know what I'm going to say, but it's like pulling teeth, which is a horrible expression, but it's true. Okay, go ahead. Yes, that would be a great way to go. And because this is a training session, I want you to. So, did you all hear that? What interests you? I would, for me personally, I would use a more exciting word, as in, what really excited you about the trip? Because remember, we want to get them to sell themselves. So that sounds like many of you are already doing that. Let's try a different way. Let's try an alternative that we know is going to get you into a business conversation very quickly. There's nothing wrong with that question. You can absolutely use it. I just want you to be thinking about how you can use this insight-based question here. So what are you curious about? So I'm curious, or I'm wondering. Remember, she had a very specific, the one we're working on is the package. Yeah. Right, I just put this back up. Yes, thank you.
Okay,
Great. Or is it something else? Okay, great. And if we can make those words, thank you, excellent. And if we can make those words even more emotional, if we can connect more from the heart rather than all-inclusive or a la carte, because then I'm going. My next question would be a la carte, so what would be included? I mean, that would be my next. I want to define what a la carte. I mean, do I pay for absolutely everything? So, but what more emotional words could you be using? I'm curious, are you thinking about, so it's the package deal that we're looking for. Yes?
Are you celebrating something special
with
your family or with your wife? Or is this...
Yeah, don't go with wife. Yeah, stay away. Yeah, no. You were doing really great. So that would be awesome. I'm curious, are you celebrating something special? Or maybe if you're going to use that one, I'm curious, are you celebrating something special or is it something else? So now you have this nice open view. You have these celebratory words that was very emotional. That would be emotionally pleasing to the person. Now they may have to say no, and we try to get people to not say no. Only it was still so pleasing because with your addition of or is it something else? I'm going to go no. This is just something I've always wanted to do, and maybe we go on from there. So what else? What else, though? What other types of questions can you come up with? I tell you what, we'll move to a different situation because I know you get this one all the time. What if she had gotten on the phone and said, what are the prices of the packages you have available? Okay, so if you are working with the same partner, this is how I got on the phone. So, hi, did I call the travel department? Yes, you did. How may I help you? Well, I'm looking at your Machu Picchu trip, and I'm wondering, what are the prices of the packages that you have available? That was my first price, my first words right out of the box about price. So with your partner, what could be your insight-based question? What could you be curious about? What can you do to expand the conversation and enable the best business conversation? So with a partner, please. Okay, come on back, please. Come on back. Thank you. So I just had a trip. I just had a question about what if they're calling about a specific trip? Would that be different than them asking a generic question? And I want to tell you that no matter what, until you have their credit card authorized, you are still in selling mode. You still need to be persuasive. So even if I've done, and there's varying research, people before they actually call you know anywhere between 54 and 87% of everything they need to know anyway. before they actually contact you. I mean, Google is our best friend, right? And TripAdvisor and Yipit and everything else that we're using these days to learn about the whatever you're selling. So what we need to do, we as salespeople, we're the virtual bridge. We connect everything that they know with care and with excitement. And the more that we can do that, the easier that sell is. Please do not be sucked into the belief that if I call you and I say to you, I'm interested in the Machu Picchu trip from November 12th through November 20th, and I just need to know the price. Do not be sucked in. And now I have people all over the world, in New York City, Hong Kong, and they say to me, well, you don't know my groups. They just want the information. Don't get sucked in. Because once you do, it's like when I walk into my market, into my grocery store, there are all these apples when I first walk into the produce section, and they vary in price from $1.99 to $4.99 US. How do I know the difference? Yeah, I can see some are red and some are green, but beyond that, how am I making my choice? And what we need to do is elevate the conversation. We're constantly extending our hand by making them better. We want to be Harvey. We're making them better than they would have been if they had not placed that phone call to us and if they had just been able to find that pricing. So, what could we be saying if they say, what are the prices of the packages you have available? Yes, thank you.
Say, for example, tell me a little more, that sounds exciting, that tell me a little more what you are looking for, because then I open up the conversation.
Yes, and they may not know. Remember earlier I said effortless is the new black? And we know, and that's the whole point of the insight-based question, because you're going to bring your expertise instead of asking them. So that is a strategy. I am not saying not to use that. I'm saying that there are more modern strategies that will yield a better result for you. And that is the insight seller, and that's what you are. And this is different than trying to build a relationship. I mean, you all know all about that. You want to have, of course you do. But what we want to do is make them better. We want to be like Harvey, better than if they hadn't made that phone call. Better than, so what else can we do? You know, once again, that is a fine strategy. And what else can we do? How can we apply what you're learning right now? Because the whole goal I'm thinking of your being in here is to try a new way of doing something rather than to. So what else could it be? What could you be saying? Yes, thank you. Loud, please. Offer a different variety. What's going to be your insight question first? I'm curious or I'm wondering. Yes, thank you. Excellent. Stop right there. That was awesome. Did you all hear that? What's your name? Sue. Wow, how brilliant is that? Okay. So did you notice? Because price is really important. What has Sue just done?
Validated.
Assured her. She made her feel important. You made her an authentic hero. That was awesome. Keep going. Good. And I'm good. Or something else. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you for remembering that. Also, please get away from the word but. And I would be more clear. Yes, of course, I'm delighted to answer that question. And then you move forward. So from there. So, and then you ask those questions. Or is it something else that you open yourself up? Yes, that absolutely would work. By the way, when you actually do get to the pricing of the packages, when they ask you, by show of hands, how many of you would give her? So let's say the person says, expedition and value priced. So how many of you would give her the lowest package rate first? Raise your hands, please. Lowest package? Okay, medium package? Okay, highest rate? Okay, you're not going to say nothing? Trip is free. Come on, it's on me. Yes, thank you.
I'd go medium.
Medium. Okay, thank you so much. What about the rest of you? Why didn't you raise your hands? Oh, okay, no. So from now on, oh, that's why I didn't give you D. D was, how many of you would give a range? Okay, so stop it. Okay, so I just want to tell you, and this is definitive research. There are things that are very questionable, yes, that skew the answer to get this. This is totally definitive, and that is that you always give the highest price first. And the reason that you give the highest price first is that it anchors them with the value of your trip. And then when there are other options, they think they got a bargain. Okay, I'll give you an example of this. The other night, Monday night, I was flying home from Chicago, and the pilot gets on and says, ladies and gentlemen, it was snowing. And he said, the good news is we are going to be able to leave, yes. He says, and the bad news is they're now giving us a 2-hour and 10-minute delay. Okay, you know, what are you gonna do, right? Okay, he said, okay. And then when he comes on and he gets back and he says, ladies and gentlemen, great news. We've been given a release time of 92 minutes from now. That was like, yes! I'm like texting my husband, yes, honey, I'm actually going to get home before midnight, right? Because I'm not saying do this manipulatively, but I am saying that what you do by giving them, and when you give them a range, what they hear is the low price. I mean, if that's what they're looking for, they're going to hear the low price. It's like I work in the hospitality industry a lot, and I'll say to a salesperson in hotel sales, never say, depending on the season, this could be anywhere between, this room could be $140 to $310, because no matter what season, they have only heard that low rate. And that isn't what you want to do. So you want to anchor. Please think of it that way. You're anchoring the value of the trip with the highest rate. And then you can go in any order. Most likely, unless they want the absolute bare bones or unless they want the luxury, most likely they're going to go for the middle. And that's a whole lot better than going for the cheapest one, right? So you start, yes. Most popular is a great phrase because you're making me feel safe and smart. Just make sure that the most popular is the most expensive, and that's a problem. But that is a problem because we know, like from the restaurant industry, we know that if the server recommends the highest priced item, if they say our most popular is the rockfish at $42, whatever, now we don't trust them. So we have to be very careful about using the phrase most popular. So I love the phrase. It's emotionally appealing. It's a great phrase. When they pick the middle range, then you can say, you know, that really is the most popular. So you can affirm them. Okay. Yeah.
This makes sense to me on a bargaining perspective. Because when you go to
loud.
This makes sense to me on a bargaining perspective because when you go into bargain with someone, you don't start with the lowest price and go up from there.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And please forget that whole range concept. You start high, and then you can talk about your other packages. Yes. Loud. A constant struggle with marketing.
With marketing because they'll want to say prices from X amount, and I always think, well, that's a trick. You never get the lowest price.
Yeah, well, and that could be. That's an interesting perspective on that. That could be. And good luck with marketing because they like do their own thing. The reason I said that in such a cavalier fashion is from a communication standpoint, they're always talking about the steps away from the pink sands. I mean, you could be 10 steps or you could be 3 miles, but they're still going to say steps away from the pink sands, right? And so that's why I use the phrase that we're the virtual bridge, because we do bring the truth. We just do it in a way that's going to upserve them. And by the way, I never use the phrase upsell. Upsell means I'm trying to push something. Upserve means that I'm doing them a service. I'm doing them, and that's what I'm doing by letting them know about the value of the trip, and then we go from there. Okay, so sorry. Oh, yeah, I know. Thanks. So we're going to go back to the original because I need to get you through this one so that you can see. And we if you want to stay 5 extra minutes, well, let me do it. So this is where we were. Then you went to gratitude. So this person said, well, no, I meant how much socializing. Do we get to go off on our own? And then the next step was gratitude. Thank you, or thanks so much for speaking so truthfully with me. Why do you think that I've done that? We're going back to the original situation. And this person said, well, no, I meant how much socializing. He doesn't like people. Do we get to go off on our own? And then we say, thank you so much for speaking so truthfully with me, and congratulations on persuading your husband to take this amazing trip. What do you think? Now, that may be too much for some of you, but what is the point of doing this? Exactly. I've made her the hero. I've shown that I've listened, and she has spoken truthfully. So I'm not fighting her in any way. I'm not acting surprised. And if I know from a procedural standpoint that I'm going to go to gratitude, the first words out of my mouth are going to be thank you, and I'm going to listen for something to authentically thank her for. Okay, so I go to gratitude, and then to show you the way the rest of this works. So I'm sorry that those all came out together. We are up to here. I think the next one. Okay. We're up to here to the gratitude. Thank you for speaking so truthfully with me, and congratulations. And then we're going to affirm and learn. So now we're saying hiking Machu Picchu, I spelled it wrong, could be perfect because you have lots of options to explore on your own or with others. May I ask, so notice the phrase I went back to, curiosity. May I ask if you and your husband, I've done the same thing. Do you see the insight-based question right here? May I ask, so I've affirmed her, I've essentially gone back to the beginning. You know, if we were in a dance, what would we say? Back to the top? Right? We've gone back to the top. May I ask you and your husband, if you and your husband like great food, of finding fun side adventures, or everyone? Thank you very much. And she says, no, my husband likes seeing things and going back for a nap. I'm the adventurous one, but I want him to be happy too. So once again, we've affirmed and learned, and we've offered a solution. Of course, that's great to know, because this trip would be perfect for you and your husband too. And now notice I've started to get more information. Why do you think that I feel ready to ask for his name at this point? I want to get personal. We know that using a person's name matters. It really does activate synapses in our brain. Only, why didn't I do that before? Why didn't I ask that fact-based question before? Exactly. Thank you, Shelley. I have some sort of a relationship. She trusts me. May I ask his name, please? And then I'm going to get hers. Now, if I remembered it, I would say, and yours is Shelley. Oh, she might say, no, that was Sarah. Oh, then I'm going to have to make a joke. So, seriously. So, for me, unless I was sure I got her name right, I wouldn't say. And I'm sorry, I might. In this case, you gave me yours. May I ask it again? And then thank you, Shelley. There are some meals together. Bill can see, there are some meals together. Bill can see the whatever, Machu Picchu, and you can feel comfortable going with a group to explore further, or maybe finding another adventurous soul so you can go off and discover the whatever of Peru. So notice the point that, with 1 minute left, that we're going back again. Okay, so now we're taking it from midway. No, my husband likes seeing things and going back for a nap. Affirm and learn. And then we're creating FOMO. Again, fear of missing out. This trip, now I might not have waited for her to say anything. I might, depending on how that her personality, depending on your personality, depending on what cues and clues I'm picking up from the telephone call. But I might go from this, from right here to this, because I want to get her excited and creating FOMO does. So I'm saying this trip or this destination is really popular. I need to be truthful. If it doesn't sell out quickly, then maybe I'm going to say tends to or may. And please don't lie. People can smell inauthenticity a mile away. So and may sell out quickly. Maybe that's what I'm going to say. I wouldn't want you to miss out, or I wouldn't want you to be disappointed, since it sounds like you really want to go. Doesn't it? So these words may not be the words that you're using, and are you seeing the process here? emotionally appealing, and moving forward. And then I again may go on if she doesn't say anything. May I answer other questions for you? Or are you ready to experience this trip of a lifetime? If she didn't indicate that it was a trip of a lifetime, I would not be using that. This person may travel 8 times a year. This is just another trip, and now I look like I don't know what I'm doing. That was kind of like sore throat, strep throat. So this would only come in if she had already said something. Oh, this is a trip of a lifetime, and that's why he said yes to this, but I want him to be happy, blah, blah, blah. You're with me, right? Yeah, okay. All I need is, so I've gone right to the ask. Please do not be embarrassed about the ask. Now, some of you have more complex buys. I understand that, but again, it's the process. May I answer other questions for you? Or are you ready to move forward with this trip? And then all I need is a small deposit so you can be sure a place is still available for you and your husband. I can take Amex or almost any credit card. Does Amex work for you? So I've just moved her along, and now she's pushing back. Yeah, thanks. I know I'm out of time. They've agreed to stay with me 3 more minutes, right? Okay, good. Okay, open the door. Okay, just let me, okay, we just need to finish this. So how much did you say the deposit is? Okay, you take Amex? All right, let's do this. And then we delight and excite with you and Bill are going to have the best time. I'll follow up with whatever you would have to do. And congratulations again on selecting a trip that will be so interesting and fun and provide all sorts of memories. So that was Yes. I know. I did the Hallelujah Choir because that was a very easy one. We don't have time to do any more. I am here. We are doing this coaching session if anyone wants one-on-one. I think we get 10 minutes with however many, like 8 of you or whatever, at the Tipsy Tea. And then tomorrow, difficulty. Thank you so much for playing with me. I'm here to answer questions. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, your evaluations. I'm supposed to remind you they would like those